Now, in studio is Northfield, let's say from Northfield Construction, which he is from Northfield Construction. Chris Canelli is with us. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today. You're here not representing your company, but representing quite a few people within the community who are looking to build a new civic center slash ice arena that will be on the ballot as a referendum this coming election day. But let's start off, let's go back a little bit and tell us, I guess, I want to say when you first identified a need, I guess that was probably 1977.
Right. Yeah. It's been a while, yeah. Maybe right after the arena was built.
Where are we at right now, and how have we gotten to this point?
Sure. So, yeah, basically the work that was done was a committee was formed that worked for 19 months, included St. Olaf, members of our community, members of our city council, business leaders, the school district, to really look at what the demand for ice was in the town and really what the needs are going forward, and also to assess the condition of the existing arena. That group worked over 19 months, looked at several different options, came up with four options. That was everything from remodeling the existing arena, working with St. Olaf to add one arena onto the arena they're building up on their campus, building a single arena on land donated to Northfield Hockey Association, or building a two-sheet arena on that same land. So in the end of the day, the committee felt the best thing to move forward on was the two-sheet arena, and that was really based on demand. One sheet does not cover the needs of our community, even with St. Olaf building their own. We're over about 150% or higher of one sheet during prime hours. So really the two sheets were necessitated, and then that group really worked on what is the best way to finance that two sheets. And that's where they came up with this public-private partnership of doing it with both a sales tax, a property tax referendum, and then also asking the users and community members to raise money to help pay for that second sheet.
Now, somewhere along the line, this kind of evolved. Excuse me, I hit my microphone there. I apologize for that. It's kind of evolved from just being a two-sheet arena, which it basically is, but also more of a multi-purpose arena. Talk about that aspect.
Absolutely. So if as the committee got into and you researched these things, a lot of these arenas are more civic centers and more of actually places where a lot of different things going on. Everything from hosting events like concerts. You know, currently we have the book fair and art fair in our arena, the home and garden show and anything else. So obviously those things would continue. But a newer facility with meeting room, community room, and a lot of other things allows us access to a lot more uses for that arena. We envision kind of a center that could have turf in it with things going on in the summer, potentially a walking track or things for people to get around and use that. We also, with the location of this, it's very close to the Cannon River Trail on the east side of the river, so trying to make a connection in that is something we'd greatly pursue as well.
Hmm. All right, though. Coming up this week, or this coming week, I should say, I guess it's next week. It's next Wednesday. It's coming quick. It's coming within a week. Mm-hmm. You'll have a meeting to inform people and answer some questions. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really the kickoff of our campaign. It's going to be a really busy couple months as we head into the election, but people are getting back into school, and now is our time to get out and try to start educating people. So this is the first real kickoff event with it. It's going to be at Imminent Brewing. Thanks to them for hosting. They've been a great nonprofits in our community, and we'll be there on Wednesday night, 6 to 8. We've got a bunch of different presenters lined up and a chance for people to ask questions, get informed about really what's going on, how it's being financed, why the demand is there, and everything else.
All right, so it's coming up on Wednesday night. And it sounds kind of informal. Is this going to be, I'm sure it's by design.
Yes, we want it to be really just a good time for people to come and go. They want them to be the whole 2 hours, but really to come and get some information and education to make sure they've got the facts of why this is needed, how we're trying to fund it, and what it's going to take from the taxpayers and the community to really get it done.
All right. Are all those answers, how many answers, do you have everything figured out yet? There's still a couple of months, and I know their plans may evolve a little bit, but do you have most of the answers for them?
Yes, I think so. I mean, we've really done our work in this time period getting ready for us to go into a more loud part of the campaign. It's something I truly believe in, and a lot of our community members are really behind. So I think a lot of people's questions are, you know, why so much money? Why the property taxes? What's in it for me as a taxpayer? And we've got those. This is going to be a huge economic driver for our community. Just estimated to bring in about $1.8 million of new money into our community just by hosting tournaments and other stuff. And really takes a what is kind of a blighted arena and gets us into the 21st century, I guess, of being able to have something we're really proud of and a long-term asset for the community.
All right. And we've talked about this a number of times, and a lot of people haven't would like to have their own questions. Mm-hmm. So that's a good time to go out there and get your questions answered. It's going to be a big the ballot's going to be full this year for a non-presidential election year. We, of course, also have a school along with the Civic Center and quite a few elections, both local and statewide, even nationally with our Congress people. So it's going to be a busy election.
Yes.
I think there's going to be a lot of people show up at the polls this year.
I think you're right.
And hopefully they'll show up well-educated because
that's right.
You will have the opportunity to get out there and find out more about this.
Absolutely. We want those questions to come at us, and we want to engage the community in a conversation of why this is a good idea and hopefully convince them to vote yes. But biggest thing is about education and really getting the true facts out there.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air?
No, just really really appreciate the time, and we hope we get a great turnout. So please come out next Wednesday and join us at Eminent Brewing 6 to 8.
All right, and keep us up to date with some future dates, and we'll be sure to make the announcement.
Sounds great. Thanks
a
lot, Jeff.
Chris Cannelli, once again with Northfield's organization that is trying to build a new civic center and ice arena here in town.